Just gone 9:30. It's Wednesday, and it must be Vassal Day. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right, get yourself a bit closer to that microphone, yep. Or pull that closer to you. Just pull it. That's it. How's that? Right, try.
Now I can't see my notes. I've told them up in the air.
Anyway, sorry. So we've got Jenny and we've got Sam. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
That's your first time on radio.
It is, yes.
Isn't it exciting?
It is very exciting.
Do you like the chandeliers?
Beautiful.
Yes, right. And you'll be talking about...
Befriending.
Okay. Let's do the digital thing first, because that's on at the museum today, isn't it?
Well, in the library.
In the library. Simonson's building. Yeah.
So we're there today and we're in Lutterworth Library on Monday.
Okay.
And the idea of that is that we help people who are over 60 who live in Harborough District if they've got problems with any of their technology.
Right.
But what I really want today is to talk about volunteering with us.
Right.
So people think that if you're going to be a digital volunteer, you have to be an expert. I know that you said this morning in the announcement that there are people who are, I can't remember what the word you used was, but experts in the area.
Yeah.
We're not particularly looking for experts. We're looking for people who are patient, people who've got a good basic knowledge.
All right.
And who can sit beside somebody and go at their pace. So if you're a computer whiz and you say, oh, Dave, give me your phone, I'll sort it for you. You press 6 buttons, you hand it back. Well, you're no better off, are you?
Not really.
So what we're looking for is people who will sit and go at the same pace as the person who wants to find out what's happening with their phones and things. Got a few examples of the things that we've been doing recently, because they're not... Some of them are a bit more complicated, but we had a lady, the volunteer said she came with a shopping list. She wanted to reload the EE app so she could view her bills.
Okay.
She wanted to be set up with patient access so she could do repeat prescriptions. And the volunteer got her logged back into Scottish Power app. So they're things which a lot of people would be able to do.
Yeah.
But if you can't do them, it's so frustrating. And having a volunteer who's patient and kind, who'll help you to sort it out, is a really good thing. Somebody else, she managed to send me an email this week by herself and has also been able to send a text message to her daughter. Somebody else who'd bought a reconditioned iPad wanted to be able to see Sky Sports, BBC News and the weather app. And that's really important because he's got a mobility scooter and he needs to know whether it's raining or not.
Yeah.
So he'd been using these things on his wife's iPad previously, so he knew how to use it, just didn't know how to get the apps onto this new machine. Yeah. And one of the volunteers sorted that out for him. So it's those sort of things. It's not what you would ring IT support for. It's...
We sort of take it for granted.
Every day.
We sort of take them for granted that we can do it. But I imagine there's people like maybe worried about their parents and say, look, I've bought you a mobile phone so that you've got that for emergency. And so they're the ones that need to know how to use these things.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And quite often people, even, can I mention brands?
There's
phones like Doro phones, which people have. And you still need to learn how to use them.
Yeah.
And to have somebody sat with you. So we're looking for very patient, very kind volunteers who've got some digital knowledge. We have a training session, and because you're representing Vassal, you have to go through the proper Vassal recruitment process. You know, we have a duty to the people that we're helping. So our training is on the 15th, which is a week on Monday, the next lot of training. But if people can get in touch with us as soon as possible.
Where's the training held?
It's at Torch House, but obviously we need to get you to fill in a registration form and talk to you before we get to that. So if they get in touch with us, Sam and I will both give you the same number, which is...
Give us a number, Jen.
01858 439262.
Okay, 439262. So if you're out there listening to this and you have any spare time, roughly how often do you need them?
I forgot to say that. When people start, we ask them to come to the library.
Right.
And so that's once a month in Harborough,
isn't it?
A couple of hours. And when we're all confident that they're ready to do more, you can do some home visits and meet people at other times. But we find it's better to start as part of a team. It's a really good team that supports each other. If I don't know something, somebody else in the team will.
I imagine there are some people, some volunteers, who are really good with phones or they're really, really good with computers or laptops or whatever, iPads.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you cover all the bases then?
We do, between the team.
We should point out this is not a repair service.
Definitely not.
No.
And, you know, there are some things that come to us and we say that's too much responsibility for a volunteer. You know, particularly one of the things, somebody came and said, I've got this phone, it was my husband's and there's photos of him on it, can I do something? And of course, you know, if somebody has died and there's photographs, then we don't...
You don't want to mess that up.
No. Absolutely not. There are limits to what we do. For very good reasons.
Send them to the computer shop or something, or the phone shop, and they'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, look, so you need volunteers. If you fancy volunteering, you can give them a call, Vassal a call on 439-262. And presumably they have to live local, is it? No, not really. The service is for local people, though, isn't it?
It is. It's for Harbour people.
Yeah.
Harbour District. That's why we're in Lutterworth. We have people in. We've helped in Great Glen and Kibworth and Broughton Astley, I think we've been to. All over the district. We don't pay mileage. If you are living in Scotland, we pay mileage within the district. So, you know, you'd have to get to the district first.
I've got an iPad. Can you drive down from Glasgow and fix it? Yeah. Okay.
That's the one.
No, sorry. Right. Moving to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hi there.
Nice to meet you. I've met you before.
Yes. But, we've crossed paths.
Yes. Nice to have you in the studio here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you are here to talk about befriending volunteers.
That's right, yeah. We're always looking for new volunteers to join us because we've always got new clients coming through the door needing people to phone them, people to visit them at home. And so we're always crying out for volunteers, really, to join us. As Jenny said, there's, you know, a bit of training, there's an application process to go through. And I was thinking, you know, often we're saying how great the project is for the clients. Obviously, that's the main point, alleviating loneliness and helping old people to get out and about, all that sort of thing. It's great for the clients. We get a lot of good feedback about that. But not so often do we talk about the benefits to the volunteers.
Of course.
So anyone that's listening today that's had volunteering at the back of their mind, maybe a leaflet in the drawer thinking about, I'll get round to that one day. Maybe that's something I'll do when I retire or already retired and looking for something to fill their time. We get fantastic feedback from the volunteers about how it enriches their lives.
Yeah.
And so, for example, every year we do a volunteer survey and we get brilliant feedback from that. People telling us all different things about the benefits that they've had in their lives as volunteers. So, for example, giving something back to their community.
Yeah.
One person said something lovely, seeing all the smiling faces at the gatherings and events, and that makes them feel good. Learning new skills, for example, because we do lots of different courses that people can join in with, as well as the volunteer training. Just getting out and about themselves. So, for example, a lot of people join us when they're new to the area, or maybe they've lived here for years and they've been going to work every day, and they still find that when they retire, for example, or go part-time, they don't know the area as well as they'd like to. So they join us to volunteer. They meet their peers or the volunteers at all the social events that we do every year for the volunteers. And of course, get to meet their client by visiting them or telephoning them and speaking to them each week. So I just wanted to say, you know, the great things that the volunteers get out of giving their time.
I presume the volunteers have got to have an outgoing personality or something.
Actually, not necessarily. It really depends on what clients want. Sometimes I say, oh yeah, I really need someone chatty that's going to bring me out of myself, or I'm an extrovert, I need someone like me that's going to talk a lot. But equally, we get clients that say, I need someone that's a good listener, someone that's a little bit quieter, that they're not going to feel overwhelmed by or in the shadow of, someone they can talk to, basically. So all kinds of people volunteer with us. You don't need to be extrovert or fantastic.
Introvert or whatever. Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
With lots of different backgrounds, lots of different hobbies and interests. Or none. Sometimes, as I say, people come to us, they're busy working or working part-time, running a family. Maybe they haven't got time for hobbies and interests. So they would meet with someone that we've got that just wants to chat and talk about family and everyday things.
Jenny, you look like you wanted to jump in there. You all right now?
No, I was just going to say exactly what Sam said, that it's all sorts of people. You know, clients are all sorts of people, and volunteers are all sorts of people. And what we do is,
and in
is
some
try and match, make a good match.
In some cases, I imagine your volunteers would be the only person they talk to in a day.
Absolutely, that does happen, unfortunately. We've got clients that have got family all over the world, sometimes all over the country, or no family at all. For whatever reason, they might not be getting out anymore due to ill health or disabilities, so they can't go to the normal things that they used to go to, maybe clubs or whatever it was they were involved in the past, and so they're not seeing anybody. Sometimes people have got others coming in, so carers, for example. Those people are paid to be there, and they're obviously giving a valuable service, but volunteers are going for free, for nothing. They're going because they want to be
there. Have a cup of tea with them and chat.
Exactly, because they want to be with that person, and that makes a world of difference, really.
The same question I asked Jenny, how many hours a week, a month, or what?
We do ask for 1 or 2 hours a week.
Right.
Because we like to have a weekly visit for each person. And we say 1 or 2 because the visit ideally would be up to an hour. And there might be a little bit of travelling time as well. Yeah. Because, as you've mentioned, we cover the whole of the district. Of course, we can be guided by the volunteer. So if they say, well, I've only really got an hour a week, we might match them with someone close to where they live, so there's not much travelling time, and we prepare the client that, you know, you might be having a visit of maybe 45, 50 minutes instead of the full hour, and see how that goes.
I knew, because I used to be a carer, and I knew one woman that just used to go and visit someone and do a jigsaw puzzle, one hour a week with them, do a jigsaw puzzle, made all the difference.
Yeah, wonderful.
And they must be over 18, I presume.
Yeah, over 18, 18 or over, rather. We take up 2 references. As I say, there's an application form that we call the registration form to complete at the beginning. There's an informal interview, and then there's some training. Often it's a distance learning thing now that we do.
And is it DBS still? Is it CRB check? What is it called now?
It's called DBS, but we don't actually take up DBS.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because the activities that our volunteers do are not what they call registered activities. Right. So they don't need a DBS.
Okay, fair enough. Wow, we got through a lot there, didn't we? Right, so the phone number again, and it's the same number for both of these things there, if you want to volunteer for either. If you want to be a digital volunteer or a befriender volunteer, 01858 439 262. That's Vassal's number. Get on the phone to them. Do it now. If you know, while you're thinking about it, do it now. Get on the phone to them and volunteer. I hope you get some volunteers out of this.
And I will be good.
Thank you. And I imagine that the carpool is still looking for drivers as well.
Everybody is looking for volunteers. You know, listening this morning, just before we came in, there was an advert looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Everybody is looking for volunteers. If you can only give an hour a week, you can make a real difference locally or, you know, anywhere. Volunteering is so good. You know, it makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And gives you a purpose in life. And if work is stressful, find volunteering, which is quite different.
Yeah.
Do something.
I might go down the library and get them to have a look at my phone, because the wife says, how come your phone's always on silent?
We don't do marital
relationships. No. I always have to leave it on silent because it's in the studio and I keep forgetting to put it back on again. Right. Thank you very much, ladies.
Could I just quickly remind...
I knew you wanted something else.
That's right. We've been doing the Carers Hospital Discharge Grant on behalf of the County Council.
Right.
And it ended on the 31st of March.
Okay.
So if you, somebody you care for, an adult in Leicestershire, has been discharged from hospital between the 6th and the 31st of March, you can apply for a grant to help you with additional costs.
Oh, right.
You've got to do it within the next 4 weeks. Things like extra bedding, you know, if somebody's
come
home from hospital, a microwave to help with food, donation towards petrol if you're travelling backwards and forwards to Leicestershire to provide care. You need to get in touch quickly, though. Discharge up to the 31st of March. You need to make the claim within 4 weeks, and the phone number for that is 01858 468 543.
Right, 01858 468 543.
Details on the website.
That's the best thing. Go to the Vassal website, VASL. Go to that.